You're now live.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, for another night of learning. This is Mordechai Plotzker in Brooklyn, New York. Special thanks to our good friend Jake Wyman in Denver, Colorado, and Ari Perlman on the East Coast in Staten Island, New York, and all our friends tuning in around the country and outside of this country. We are discussing Parshas Emor, and yesterday's discussion focused on Yichas Atzmo. We talked about the importance of developing one's own legacy when it comes to transcending time. We look back at time and we see what we've accomplished. We don't simply look back at what our forefathers have accomplished, although that is a great strength and a source of a firm foundation. When we talk about it, it says, Emor Elokahan b'nei Aharon, the message is really to the b'nei Aharon, because Aaron HaKohen had imbued his home with Kedusha, and now the children of Aaron have to follow the cause that their father had set a precedent from which they can then learn and they can then grow. And so the understanding is that a person should not be so high when it comes to, he shouldn't have gaiva by reminding himself that his father is such a great person, but he himself did not do any work in order to accomplish his own greatness. But rather, a person should work hard, explains the Kedusha Levi, so that he too can share in that level of excitement and also accomplishment, such that he is then the progenitor of another generation of Schusim. And so the story that I wanted to just say, that my father had told me when he was a child, they walked into Yonah Shimo with my grandfather, and they wanted to know whether or not the knishes on Houston Street were kosher. And the guy behind the counter says, kosher? Take a look at the guy on the wall, and you'll see for yourself whether or not it's kosher. And, of course, you know, that was, you know, proof in the pudding that the guy on the wall wasn't behind the counter. He was a Rebbe with he looked like a, Yonah Shimel was a very orthodox-looking person, 1905, with a long white beard. However, his son was a little bit, you know, different. And so if the person on the wall, my grandfather had said, was behind the counter, and you were up on that wall, then of course this would be, a good place to eat these knishes that look so good. So that's the understanding about Yichas Atzmo. We have a responsibility on each and every one of us in order to make an imprint, not only on ourselves, but also hopefully be the right source of encouragement, positive reinforcement for the next generation. There's a chiddush that I came upon, before I continue, there's a chiddush that I happened to think about this Shabbos morning. It says, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the measure springs down, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asos shaya lamos l'tzadikim, that in the future HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create 310 worlds for the tzaddikim. And I was looking at the words, Ranenu tzaddikim b'Hashem, and these words are said every Shabbos morning. And it turns out that Ranenu is the Gematria 306, and 306 plus the four letters of Ranenu, Resh Nun Nun Vav, is 310. And Ranenu tzaddikim, so through the praising of the tzaddikim b'Hashem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is how we're going to inherit these 310 olamos. And it should be the chus of everybody listening into the shir that they should fill that mandate, and they should also inherit 310 olamos. It should be a great chus for everybody for learning at night. And again, that source back to the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis, where we say, where Shlaki says, anybody kolosek b'Torah b'Laila, Hakadosh Baruch Hu chut shel chesed b'Yom, anybody who immerses himself in Torah at night, Hakadosh Baruch Hu creates a charm of kindness upon that person of grace, such that he has it all during the day. And of course we know that the day is referring to Olam Haba, but also of course to Olam Haza. Marsha brings down that normally when a person, you know, is up all night, if he's not doing Torah, if he's not learning Torah, then he'll wake up in the morning, he'll look very disheveled. But if a person was learning at night, then hopefully then the Marsha says that this is a person who has a glow upon him, and everybody that's listening in hopefully should be zochet to that glow. There's a lot of different sukkim in this week's parasha, not all of which we'll be able to cover, but there is something very powerful, actually three sukkim that I'm going to try to condense into 5 minutes. Each one of those is at least 5 minutes, but we're going to do our best. It says, V'lo sechal l'ashem kashiv v'nekdashi v'soch v'nei Yisrael. Rabbeinu Bachya brings down in this pasuk, it says, do not be mechalel, do not desecrate my name, my holy name, but rather sanctify me among the children of Israel. So the Chazal bring down that it is better for a person to be an Oved Avodah Zarah than to make a Chilul Hashem. It is better for someone to practice idolatry rather than desecrate the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yechezkel had said this in Parachav, Pasuk Lamed Tes, where it says, V'atam Beis Yisrael, Ish Es Gelulav, L'chu Evdu. Go ahead and do what you please with your Gelulav, which refers to idolatry. V'es Shem Kachi Lo Sechal Lo'od. But please do not continue to desecrate my name. And so this, the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Tevav, Amin Aleph also learns that that even Yom Kippur cannot be Mechaper, and even the tshuva that a person tries to accomplish can't be Mechaper, except through, you know, Yisurin and perhaps even through Misa. This is a very, very, very strong language, and obviously it speaks volumes, but, you know, because we're learning something very strong, I remember learning as a kid that for every Chumrah there's a Kula, there's a Chumrah, for every stringency there's a leniency, and every leniency there's a stringency. So the Rabbeinu Bach, if you continue learning, you'll find that he says, but there is something that we can do to correct somebody who practiced Chilul Hashem, and that is that whatever he used to be Mechal Hashem, he should use that to be Mekadosh Hashem. And how do you see that? You see it right in the Pasuk, because it says, Lo Sechal Lo Hashem Kashi, V'negashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. In the very same Pasuk, you see the word Chilul Hashem, and then Kiddush Hashem. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Bach learns that if somebody spoke Lashon Hara, then he should yasak latorah, he should learn Torah. If somebody sinned with his eyes, then he should cry, as David HaMelech had done, where it says, Pagi mayim yardu enai alo shamru tarasacha, that my eyes are tearful because I did not, you know, watch all of your commandments. And so David HaMelech is teaching us that whatever we did wrong, we're able to correct in the very same mechanism that we did something. So we also learn this, by the way, by the Meraglim. We have the Meraglim that spoke poorly about Eretz Yisrael, and then what do we do with 10 people? We make a minion. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, also, according to the Rishus Levi, refers to a minion of people that come together and they say, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, which is sanctifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Yisgadal v'Yisgadal Shmei Rabba, that we elevate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name on high. And so this is a lesson, this is the principle of how we can rectify something that is very stringent, through the Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, making a Kiddush Hashem through the very same means by which someone unfortunately made the opposite. There's another pasuk over here, and so again, that's shorthand, but I hope that everybody was able to grasp it. There's another concept over here where it says that somebody who is very careful with the Kutzuchem, it's Ketzir Artzuchem, when a person does harvest, that we know that there are people today, Baruch Hashem and Eretz Yisrael, that are observing the laws of Shemitah, and for those of us who are able to participate and to strengthen that resolve by providing them with funds during this very needy season, very needy year, then they also share in a chelek. The Rabbeinu Bachya brings down over here that anybody who gives toward leket shichel peah to a poor person, anybody who gives to the corner of the field and to those to the peah, all this again is sourced back to the Mishnayos. But if anybody gives to these poor people and allows them to reap in the harvest that they would otherwise not be able to enjoy, then it's as if he was able to build the Beis HaMikdash and bring a carbon within it, which is a very beautiful passage. And now we have about a minute and a half or so. I wanted to really go at what I was the message for tonight. Pasuk says, Shar o kesef o eiz ki valeid. That is an ox, and there's a ram, and there is an aes, which is a goat, that gives birth. So this understanding is that why does it always tell us shar kesef o aes? Why pick a shar? We all know that the shar is the same shar that we had with the cheta egel, and we also have the pasuk. It says zahav v'chesef and nechoshes. So yavo zahav shebetrumas hamishkan v'yichaper al zahav egel. The same lesson that we're learning just a moment ago, that the zahav that people were giving toward the Trumas HaMishkan, toward dedicating tithing, toward the development and the building and the construction of the Mishkan, came and atoned for the gold that was given toward building up this golden calf, which of course was a great catastrophe for the Jewish people. Barosim Yismichu Melech, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees this, the prophet Hosea says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees this, he becomes very happy. And so what is this whole thing about the shar? The Medrash brings down that this is similar to, Rabbi Levi says that this is similar to a minister, that it was brought on him that he had spoken poorly about the king, and he had done things against the kingdom. And so the king went ahead and checked into it, and he found that there was nothing to this matter. And what did the king do? He made a big suda, he made a big meal, and he brought this minister in, and he welcomed him, and he put him back in his post. And so what we see from this, the same thing is true with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked and saw that the Jewish people had practiced the ego. However, they were influenced by the Gerim that were among them. This was the Erev Rav that converted right before we left Egypt. And so therefore, it says, when they said, Elo lekach Yisrael, lefikach, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to bring this back to the Rosh HaKarbonos, and I'm going to bring Yisrael back to its form. And I'm going to bring Yisrael back to its high elevation. So I see that I'm at 10 minutes, but I just ask if everyone can bear with me, because I want to close out this beautiful thought about this Shar Kesef and Eiz. And so the Rabbeinu Bachya really says everything very succinct and beautiful, and I just wanted to close out with this thought, and that is that we have the Har Shar HaDalo, that we talk about Yosef HaTzadik, we talk about the Shar, and we talk about the Hadar. And the Hadar, obviously, is the glory. So we find that again, this Pasuk, Barosim Yismachu Melech, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks upon the Jewish people and he finds himself with enjoyment looking at us, that the same way that we have what we call Pre-Eitz Hadar, that we have this glorification when it comes to the Arba Minim, that we take sometimes the things that are associated with things that let us down, which is the Shar, and then we elevate it through the Karbanos and through the offering of the gold and silver toward the Hakamas HaMishkan, which is a rectification of a prior misgiving. And so therefore, when we have this connection, the Chazal bring down, it says that the Shar is in the S'chus of Avram Avinu. As the Pasuk says, Dela Bakar Ratz Avram, and Avram ran after the Bakar. He ran after this calf to save. Kesef, I'm sorry, is in Schos of Yitzchak. It says, Vayar vihine ayon, and behold, he saw a ram, and now it's at the Akedah. And then the Eiz, which refers to Yaakov, because it's Leichna alatzon, the Pasuk in Bereishis from Parachav Zion, go to the sheep and take from there two goats. Shnei gibiyei yizim tovim. And what does this mean? That this is tovim lach, it will be good for you, to your children, as well as to yourself, because this is through this, you are going to take these brachos, which is what Yaakov did. Tovim levanacha, this is going to be good for your children, because as a result of this, this will be the source of the forgiving that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give all of us, the Klal Yisrael, on Yom Kippur. As the Pasuk says, Shar o kesef o eiz ki valeid. This refers to, explains Rabbeinu Bachya that if we take this level one step further, we have the tzaddik who runs after a tzaddik, and we have a Rasha that runs after a Rasha. But what happens when we have a Rasha that runs after a tzaddik? The Medrash brings down that Lakim Yivakish is nirdav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs after, he protects, or he is interested, Yivakish, he seeks out the one who is being chased. And where do we see this? It says that by Kayan, Vayesha Hashem al Hevel v'al Mechaso, v'al Kayan v'al Mechaso lo Shah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for Hevel to complete his sacrifices, but for Cain, he didn't. Why? Because Hevel was offering the highest quality good. It wasn't quantity. It was quality over quantity. And so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for Hevel to complete his offering. By Noach, it says, Noach nirdaf mipnei doro. Noach was chased by his generation. And then the next pasuk says, B'noach matzachein b'nei Hashem. And Noach found grace in the eyes of Hashem. The next pasuk says, by Avraham, that he ran from Nimrod. And then the pasuk says in Nehemiah, Asher b'charta b'Avram. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Avram. Yitzchak ran away from the Plishtim, and what does it say? Vayomru ra'inu ki haya Hashem imach. Now we all see, we all know that Hashem is with you. And Yaakov ran from Esav, and then the Pasuk in Tehillim says, ki Yaakov b'char lo Hashem. Yaakov was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef ran from his brothers, and what does it say there? It says, Vayi Hashem es Yosef, Vayi ish matzliach. And that he was not only with Hashem with him, but he was also very successful. Moshe ran from Paro, and what does it say? Lule Moshe b'chiro, were not for Moshe, my chosen one, the chosen one. Yisrael mipnei Atom, the Jewish people, unfortunately, run as the wandering Jew, And then what does it say in Devarim? Uvacha bacha Hashem, and through you Hashem has chosen Liyos lo le'am segula, to be the treasured nation, Afkan. And so too over here, as we complete tonight, Shir, it says Shar says that the Shar is always running away from the lion. And the Kesef, which is the ram, is always running away from the Ze'ev, which is the wolf. And the Aes is always running away from the leper. The goat is always running away from the leper. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo tavi li karban, do not bring a sacrifice, min harofen, don't bring a sacrifice from those who chase, elan min hanirdofen, rather from those who are being chased. Those are the ones that are most beloved and cherished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should be discussed of all the Klai Yisrael, that we should have a shmira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon each and every single one of us. We should be protected, just like the shah, the kesef, and the aes, which are so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should use these moments that we have in the evening to draw ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, we should only have the Suras Tovos, which are good tidings, good health, and only good things to come today, tomorrow, and in the near and distant future. Special thanks again, Jake Wyman, in Denver, Colorado, our friends on the East Coast, West Coast, across the United States, as well as Eretz Yisrael, United Kingdom, and in the Far East, I hear from Jake. So thanks so much again. This is Baruch HaFatz, wishing everyone a welcome, welcome to learning. Please join us tomorrow night, Parshat Emor, for the closeout share.